I'm Sandra. My husband and I host Message of Hope. Message of Hope wants to be your weekly inspiration, motivation, and a non-judgmental friend to help you through your week as we share Bible truths and life experiences to let you know you are not alone. Let's join Jeff to see what Message of Hope he has for us today.
The one and only sign of Jesus' authenticity, that he truly is the Messiah, is that he will raise from the dead on the third day. Matthew 16:4. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. 16:21. From that time forth, Jesus began to show his disciples how he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and raised again the third day. What? Wait. How do we get 3 days and three nights from Good Friday to Easter Sunday morning? Luke 9:22, saying the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be slain and raised again the third day. Matthew 17:22-23. And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall rise again. After it had happened, Peter confirms that it was the third day, in Acts 10:39-40. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, how they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised the third day and showed him openly. Okay, I hope everyone can agree so far. Let's look in Leviticus 23:4-8 to get the timeline. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye shall eat unleavened bread. In the first day ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. But ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the seventh day is an holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. Here we see that Passover is just prior to the first high day of unleavened bread. Then, 7 days later, another high day. On these days, there is to be no work. Of course, any time period of 7 days, there will be a weekly Sabbath. Also, notice the Lord didn't call these high days Sabbaths, but the same rules apply. John 18:28-29. Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early. And they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they would be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate went out to them and said, What accusation bring ye against this man? The accusers did not go in so that they could eat the Passover. Hold up. The Passover meal wasn't eaten yet? Then the Last Supper wasn't the Passover meal. John 19:31. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, that they might be taken away. This preparation day is the day they would prepare the Passover lambs and prepare for the Feast of Unleavened Bread. This preparation day is when Jesus died. The next day is the high day that starts the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when you do no servile work, but here in the text is called a Sabbath. Luke 23:54. And that day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on. The only question is this the first high day of unleavened bread, or the weekly Sabbath? Mark 16:1. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. There is a day that the Marys and others were able to buy spices and prepare the anointing oil, They could not have done this on either a high Sabbath or a weekly Sabbath. Luke 23:56. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. Israeli sources have said that at this time it would take no less than 12 to 16 hours to buy and prepare the burial spices and ointments. According to the commandment, this has to be referring to the fourth commandment, the weekly Sabbath. Luke 24:1-3. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. The critical thing is, realizing there is a high day, then a work day, and then a weekly Sabbath. With these pieces of the puzzle, we can determine the day of his crucifixion and his resurrection. Jesus was crucified on the day of preparation, Passover, taken down and placed in the sepulchre late that evening just before sunset, which would begin the high day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, also considered Sabbath since the same rules apply, no buying or no selling. The day after the high day, the women buy the spices and prepare the anointing oil. Then, having to rest on the weekly Sabbath, per the commandment, they would be unable to go to the sepulchre until very early the first day of the week. And he is risen before they get there. So let's count off the days and nights. Preparation night was the first night, the high Sabbath day. First day and the second night, the day they bought ointments. Second day and third night. Then the weekly Sabbath would be the third day. You may be thinking, yay, you proved the scripture is true. Tell us something we didn't know. But this presents us with a whole new problem. Where did Good Friday and Easter Sunday come from? I got to tell you, I'm 49 years old, been brought up in church my whole life, and have just now begun to check out why I believe the things I believe. When I did an internet search on the true origins of Easter and all the traditions that go along with it, my heart broke. If I considered myself a Bible-believing Christian, then there was only one thing I could do: repent. If you've stuck with me this far, I want to thank you with the prayer taught to the sons of Aaron. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee, and give thee peace. Until next time.